There is something that I really hate about this modern world in which we live. I hate that we can't be honest anymore. And I'm not saying we go around telling lies, but that's kind of exactly what we do. We can't be honest about how we feel, about who we are. When you're in a relationship, you're putting your best foot forward. You're second-guessing yourself. And that is stressful. And the problem with not being yourself is that you don't know what you're doing and you're over-analyzing. And when someone reacts in a way you don't expect, you don't know what the fuck's going on. You can't be honest. You feel like you have to be someone else to a degree. So, I am affectionate. Really affectionate. I'm affectionate with my friends. I'm affectionate with my family. The ones that aren't feuding. And I'm affectionate with the people I'm involved with. But you know what? It doesn't mean that I want to get married. It doesn't mean that you're the love of my life. I mean, I'm just affectionate. And I'm generous. And I want to do nice things for you. It doesn't mean that I'm going to stalk you to the ends of the earth. And I'm honest about that. I try to be honest about that. But to be honest, are you sensing a theme here? It's difficult because people come in and they've got baggage and they've got expectations and they're controlling themselves completely and they're not being too affectionate and they're playing the game. Well, that fucks me over for a start because I don't know how to play the game. I don't know what I'm meant to do. And I end up furiously Googling it. And that is a whole nother rabbit hole that you don't want to lose yourself down. Why can't we just be honest? I like you. I want to bake you a cake. Thank you. I like you too. I like cake. See how easy that is. But no, it's... Hi! Oh no, I can't go out tonight. I have a work thing. I don't actually have a work thing, but I don't want to come across as being too eager. Oh, I understand. I mean, I totally get it. I'm really busy too. Well, shit. I really want to see you. And that's kind of ruined my week. But we don't say that. We're just lying. Just that. Ah, lie. That just is something you think you need to do. Because you can't be honest. You can't text someone in the middle of the night and say, I really missed you. You have to say, I found this really funny cat picture. Take a look. And hope that they respond. Because if they respond, then they're thinking about you and they must miss you too. When actually they're just laughing at the cat. And sometimes we get lost. We get caught up. We send too many texts. How many is too many texts? Because I'm not completely sure. I mean, you're not meant to double text. If I didn't double text, I'd never have a fucking conversation. But we can get caught up. We're excited about something or we really like someone or some little thing that just trips your switch and you're like so enthusiastic and then you look down and it's all the text and you're freaking the fuck out because shit, I can't double text and I've just texted and they must think I'm super clingy and then they're not responding and you're freaking out and it's all so pointless. It's ridiculous. It's annoying. It's just the absolute worst thing in the world. You're allowed to be passionate. You're allowed to get excited. You're allowed to like someone. Because here's the thing. Liking is not being in love. Liking is the thing that happens before that. The thing that you're meant to enjoy. The thing that you're not meant to panic about. You're not meant to drive yourself crazy with thinking, oh my fucking God, are they ignoring me? Are they busy? I mean, I know they've got like 3 jobs and I know, you know, they got to sleep sometime, but oh my fucking God, are they ignoring me? And then on the other side, wow, that's a lot of texts. Wow. I like it when they text me. Are they in love with me? I mean, does texting about Picard mean that they're in love with me? Oh shit, they're in love with me. I'm not ready for that. I mean, I like them. I do, but... oh God, what do I say? I'm just not going to say anything. I'm just not going to reply. I mean... shit. Oh my fucking God. It's so complicated. And it's not meant to be complicated. But that being said, this is not exactly a new thing. It's always been complicated. When you like someone, it's simple. And then society and real life comes in and that makes it complicated. Oh, I've met someone and they're amazing. Oh, really? Tell me about them. Well, I met them at work and they gave me their number and I'm going to call them tonight. Oh, no. You can't call them tonight. I can't call them tonight. No. I mean, if you call them, they're going to think that you like them. I do? Yes, but they can't know that you like them. I'm sorry, what the fuck? How does that work? No, you see, you have to have a bit of mystery. You need to play it cool. I'm just going to call them. No, don't call. Give me your phone. Why are you taking... You just broke my phone. I know. That way you can't call them. And on the other side, really hope she calls me tonight. Later that night, she hasn't called me. Well, maybe she's getting dinner with a friend. Even later that night. Well, shit. I guess she doesn't like me after all. Fuck. Cue the next day. Hi. Hi. How are you? I'm all right. So, what are you doing for lunch? Oh, I'm just going to take at my desk. Oh. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Okay. I thought they liked me. Well, I was right. She doesn't like me. She didn't call. She's just being nice. It's infuriating. It's agonizing, and I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I hate it that I do it. I hate that I am trapped in this little self-made box of anxiety and overthinking and liking and freaking the fuck out over the smallest detail. So now I'm not. Only I am. But I'm not. But I totally am. But I'm not, but I am. I am a mess. And everyone's a mess to some degree. Until you're like, you know what? Fuck it. This shit is annoying. So you know what? Yes, I texted you. Yes, I probably texted you too much. Yes, I like you. Yes, you are ignoring me. Yes, it's a problem. But you know what? I'm just going to be over here. I'm going to be watching horror films. You know that I like you. I've said that I like you. You know that I've sent you a lot of texts and you're not responding. But you know what? I'm not going to drive myself crazy. I like you. And I'm okay with that. Now, this is not easy. This is the exact opposite of easy, because we want contact. We crave contact. Contact is addictive. When you like someone, it creates all of these really fizzy, feel-good chemicals that you want more of, but they're not responding. So you're going to withdrawal, and that sucks. But you know what? This is good. Well, it's not actually good, but it's good. Give him space. Take a step back. Be yourself. Be honest. I really like you, but you're driving me fucking mental. And you're not responding, and I don't want to be that person that's going crazy, even though I actually am that person. So you know what? Be honest. I like you, but you know, this shit. I deserve better. And you do deserve better. In relationships, you deserve honesty. You deserve straightforwardness. You deserve a complete lack of bullshit. There's never going to be a complete lack of it, but you do deserve it because you're amazing. So, give them space. Do your own thing. Distract yourself. There's this thing called YouTube. It's amazing. I have been distracting myself with utter crap. Just unbelievable crap. I have watched so many cats do funny things that, you know, cats, I will never take them seriously again. Also, bridge building videos. Also, stuff about nuclear reactors. Yeah, I'm distracted. And I'm not texting them. I'm not contacting them. I'm not driving myself crazy. Because day by day, it will get easier. And then you'll be able to contact them and it won't be a big deal. It won't be a big fuss. You won't be, oh my fucking God, what did I write? Why did I press send? Oh my God, why did I do that? You can just send them a message, a simple message, not just, hey, though. You're more intelligent than that. You're more charismatic than that. Send them a cat picture. Everyone likes cat pictures. Or corgi. Send them a corgi. But not portly. You don't have enough data for that. I hate that relationships are complicated. I hate that we overthink everything. I hate that we just can't be honest. But I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be honest and free myself from the bullshit. So, if you're going through this, if you feel that relationships are complicated and you're... that's going crazy. Take a step back. Read that book you've been meaning to read. Watch that video on something you don't actually give a shit about, but actually looks really fascinating. And oh my God, is this a new interest? Go for a walk. Do something. Distract yourself. Because you're lost in there. And that's not healthy because that rabbit hole is an absolute fucker. Thank you for listening to me. And remember, you're fine. You are actually fine. And you didn't send too many texts. And you don't need to worry about it. And yes, I know that they sent you a lot of texts, but no, they're not stalking you. Calm down. Just take a minute. Actually, just stop. Go and watch a YouTube video. Go and watch a horror film. Go and walk your corgi. Which is what I'm going to go and do. I will talk to you later. Be awesome. Well, I don't even have to tell you to do that because you are awesome. You are so bloody awesome.